You are listening to AfterSight. This recording is intended solely for individuals who are blind or have low vision.
Thank you for joining us for the Estes Park News, read for you by Kathy Piancone. This is being recorded for Sunday, January 4th. Today we will be reading the following main articles. What makes a community thrive? Third annual First Peoples Festival celebrates Indigenous culture in Estes Park. Shape effective management strategies for wetlands and moose populations in Rocky Mountain National Park, and following up with miscellaneous articles. EPNews.com, Estes Park News, free, 32 pages, including Glen Haven, Allen's Park, Drake, and Lyons, Colorado. Estes Park News, online, or pick up this printed copy, free. Friday, January 2nd, 2026. The front cover image is captioned, Massive Moose. These mammals can be found inside Rocky, but local photographer Brad took a trip to Grand Teton National Park and photographed them there. See page 17 for more photos and his encounters. Photo by Brad Mannard, rmphotographer.com. The image has dried grasses in the foreground, a moose with a large antlers looking off camera in the midground, and in the background are blurry mountains. Happy New Year 2026, a call-out cartoon logo-type image of a mountain range and an elk in Estes Park. An ad on a background that is a blend from turquoise to green to yellow. Snowy Peaks Winery presents Friday Live Music, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m. Upcoming events, January 4th, Sunday Fun Day, 4 to 7 p.m., January 9th, Roy Deeren, 4:30 to 6:30 p.m., open every day, 292 Moraine Avenue, 970-586-2099, snowypeakswinery.com. An ad for the Cowlick Hair Salon, featuring a graphic image of a Scottish Highland shaggy style cow with flowers on his antlers. Book today for locals and visitors. Peak to Peak Plaza, 343 South St. Vrain Avenue, number 3. Call or text Emily, 970-342-4060. Call or text Brandy, 970-237-0286. Call the shop at 970-591-2005 or book online at thecowlickhairsalon.com. An ad with a light blue header featuring a darker blue oval logo call out of epnews.com with a white line silhouette of mountains. Good news, good choice. 5,000 copies were printed this week and distributed free to hundreds of Estes Valley locations, including Allen's Park, Glen Haven, and Lyons. A national online audience with loyal local readership. Phone 970-586-5800. Fax 970-692-2611. Estes Chamber of Commerce, What Makes a Community Thrive? By Estes Chamber of Commerce, Economic Development and Workforce Council, EDWC. This article is accompanied by a photo of Christina Kraft, Economic Development and Workforce Council Chair. Christina is featured in a business studio style setting. It has a gray background. Christina has light skin and light shoulder-length hair. She's wearing a blue V-neck blouse and a light tan blazer and is smiling. What makes our community thrive? asked EDWC Chair Christina Kraft to a room full of local business leaders. Is it the mountains that surround us, the visitors who come from around the world, or the businesses that keep our economy alive? The truth is, it's all of us working together, she said, to a room full of nods and approving cheers. At the recent State of Estes, Kraft, the chair of the Economic Development and Workforce Council, EDWC, reflected on the success of 2025 and laid out her plans for elevating local business in 2026. Over the past year, the EDWC delivered more than 30 educational programs, reaching 223 participants and creating an estimated $600,000 in educational value for our community. That's not just a number. It represents real people gaining new skills, businesses finding new opportunities, and a stronger foundation for our local economy, she noted. But numbers alone don't tell the full story. Behind every program is a team of dedicated individuals who believe in the power of collaboration and invest countless hours, energy, and passion into strengthening our business community, she added. Kraft went on to talk about why this work matters, saying, "The EDWC is committed to fostering a vibrant, diverse, and sustainable economy for the Estes Valley. We are a true public-private partnership, a collaboration of community stakeholders united by a shared vision to support businesses so they can thrive today and tomorrow. Our economic climate is unique. Geographic isolation, a seasonal economy, high housing costs, and workforce challenges require creative solutions. That's why the Council focuses on four key areas: business retention and expansion, workforce development, economic diversification, and partnership and collaboration." As she detailed each of the four areas, Kraft noted, "Economic diversification will be a priority for us in 2026, Kraft said. "While Estes Park is a top destination for visitors worldwide, we also want to be a top destination for talent. Through upskilling programs, workshops, the BASE program, employer partnerships, and career pathways for youth and adults, we can address both current and future workforce needs. Since the inception of the BASE program, we've proudly graduated 57 individuals, each one gaining tools and confidence to succeed in their entrepreneurial journey. Imagine a high school student discovering a career path right here in Estes Park, or a seasoned professional finding new opportunities without leaving the valley. That's the kind of impact we strive for," she added. Business retention and expansion is another cornerstone of the Council's work. The 2026 plan includes expanding programs to provide training, both broad and tailored, while creating supportive networking opportunities where business owners can share ideas, solve challenges, and thrive through shared experiences and partnerships. Kraft went deeper into discussing partnerships, stating that partnerships are the force multipliers of economic development. The EDWC currently works with 13 community and statewide partners, including the Small Business Development Center, which brings coaching and classes directly to local operators, and the Economic Development Council of Colorado, which connects local folks with communities facing similar challenges and opportunities to learn from shared experiences. Kraft concluded her presentation with a question: "What makes a community thrive?" The answer she said, is simple. It's all of us working together. The Economic Development and Workforce Council is comprised of local business leaders, including Christina Kraft, Bank of Colorado, EDWC Chair, Rebecca D. Gelsinger, Visit Us Des Parc, EDWC Vice Chair, Adam Crow, Larimer County Economic and Workforce Development, Bill Brown, Town of Es Des Parc, Jason Damweber, Town of Es Des Parc, Nick Smith, Lumpy Ridge Brewing Company, Kevin Benes, Running Wild Events, Val Thompson, Your Swag Squad, Peter Levine, Es Des Parc Housing Authority. To get involved or to receive the EDWC monthly newsletter, please contact the Es Des Chamber of Commerce. The Local Herd, localherd.com, 1-2-26 by Tim Buck. This comic features an image of a mountaintop meadow with two elk. One of the elk has antlers and also has an eye patch, crutches, and a cast on one leg. The uninjured elk with no antlers is asking him, "So what's your New Year's resolution for this year?" The injured elk is responding, "Instead of just winging it, I'm going to actually train before next year's rut." An ad on a multicolor background for Lumpy Ridge Brewing Company at Lumpy Ridge Brewing, lumpyridgebrewing.com. Lumpy Ridge Brewing Company Brewery, located in an old gas station on Route 7, 531 South St. Vrain Avenue, open Monday through Friday, 2 to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 8 p.m. Lumpy Ridge Brewing Company Public House, downtown Es Des Parc, 203 Cleve Street, open Thursday and Friday, 2 to 8 p.m., Saturday and Sunday, 12 to 8 p.m. Cheers to 2026, drink Lumpy Ridge beer. Dog-friendly, food trucks, delivery, and BYO foods. Gluten-reduced beers, seltzers, and NA options. Carry-out available, cans only. An ad on a background image of a barn-slash-log-cabin-style building. Chef Tim's Buffet at the Inn of Glen Haven. 7468 County Road 43, Glen Haven. The Inn of Glen Haven.com. The Inn of Glen Haven. Bed and breakfast, fine dining. Friday, January 23rd. Italian, $29 per person. Saturday, January 24th, soup and salad, $25 per person. Friday, January 30th, Mexican, $25 per person. Saturday, January 31st, comfort foods, $29 per person. New this year, soup to go, $10 per pint. Make reservations now for our five-course Valentine's Day dinners on February 13th and 14th. Reservations are recommended. 970-586-4696. The food is exceptional. Best trout I ever had. Google review. The service is awesome, and the food is imaginative and first class. Escape the ordinary and experience the extraordinary. Google review. An ad for The Barrel on a background in a psychedelic 60s-70s style featuring swirling lines in purple, pink, yellow, and orange, flowers with smiling faces, and disco balls, roller skating, smiling, and wearing sunglasses. Boozy Bingo Tournament, Wednesday, January 7th, 6 p.m. to 9 p.m., 5 rounds of bingo trivia, drink specials, prizes, and so much more. Deep Eddy Vodka. Free to play. Es Des Parc Events Complex. Third annual First Peoples Festival celebrates Indigenous culture in Es Des Parc. January 17th, 18th, 2026 at the Estes Park Events Complex. The First People's Festival will return to Estes Park January 17th and 18th from 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at the Estes Park Events Complex, 1125 Rooftop Way. This annual event brings together indigenous communities, residents, and visitors to celebrate and honor Native American cultures through art, music, dance, film, fashion, and storytelling. This is a free festival for all. This festival will feature an Indigenous vendors and artists marketplace showcasing exceptional craftsmanship from prestigious Native artists representing 15 different federally recognized tribes. The First Peoples Festival began with this marketplace at its core and continues to welcome outstanding Native artists year after year. The vendor selection includes master silversmiths, poetry artists, painters, ledger artists, and other Indigenous creatives offering finely crafted handmade jewelry, original artwork, contemporary and traditional clothing, and distinctive cultural goods. A cornerstone of the festival is the First People's Friendship Powwow, featuring Indigenous dancers and drummers in full regalia. The powwow reflects the cultural and spiritual significance of these traditions and will take place in the pavilion behind the event center. Grand entries are scheduled for Saturday, January 17th at 1 p.m. and 7 p.m. and Sunday, January 18th at noon. The First People's Fashion Show takes place Saturday, January 17, 2026, at Estes Park Event Center. This groundbreaking event will celebrate and amplify Indigenous designers, models, and artists, providing a powerful platform for their creativity and cultural heritage. Designers from across North America will present collections that blend traditional techniques with contemporary aesthetics, telling stories through every thread and design. Tickets for the fashion show are available at eventsinestes.com/first-peoples-festival. Early ticket purchase is encouraged. The festival will also feature an Indigenous Film Symposium at the Estes Valley Community Center, 660 Community Drive. Screenings will include Remaining Native, The Salmon People, and Untold Valor, followed by opportunities for audience questions and discussions with the directors. Screening times are Saturday, January 17th at 10:30 a.m., 1 p.m. and 3 p.m., and Sunday, January 18th at 1:30 p.m. and 3 p.m. We are honored to have Mariah Gladstone from IndigiKitchen as our keynote speaker on Saturday and Sunday at 11 a.m. Mariah Gladstone is the founder of IndigiKitchen, a digital platform focused on revitalizing Indigenous foodways through traditional recipes and ancestral ingredients. An enrolled member of the Blackfeet and Cherokee Nations, she is a chef and food sovereignty advocate dedicated to reconnecting communities with culturally rooted, healthy Indigenous diets. The First Peoples Festival provides an important opportunity for Indigenous communities to gather on their lands and for visitors to learn about, engage with, and support Native American cultures, artists, nonprofits, and entrepreneurs. Sponsors for the 2026 First Peoples Festival include the Town of Estes Park, Tahara Mountain Lodge, Twin Owls Steakhouse, Eagle Plumes, Quality Inn, Bird and Jim, Mary Murphy with Colorado Realty, Estes Park News, Visit Estes Park, Kind Coffee, Suzanne's Carpet, Tile, and More, and Spare Jackets Media. The festival is also supported by recycling partners and volunteers from the League of Women Voters, Estes Park, and Estes Recycles. For additional information and a full schedule of events, visit events.inestes.com/first-peoples-festival. The First Peoples Festival is an annual Town of Estes Park signature event dedicated to celebrating the cultures and traditions of indigenous peoples across North America. Through dance, art, music, film, and fashion, the festival promotes cultural understanding and provides a platform for indigenous voices and creativity on their native lands. For more information, contact event coordinator Becky Gruel at 970-577-3902 or bgruhl@estes.org. Estes Valley Fire Protection District Report, estesvalleyfire.org. EVFPD firefighters generally respond to medical calls in their personal vehicles, allowing for a faster response. On other incidents, firefighters respond to a fire station to respond in department apparatus with specialized equipment. During the week of December 21, 2025, the Estes Valley Fire Protection District, EVFPD, responded to 15 calls for service. This included emergency medical, assist EPH, 7, alarm activation, 2, motor vehicle accident, MVA, 2, possible illegal burn, 2, gas leak, 1, elevator rescue, 1, EstesValleyFire.org. An ad for Claire's Restaurant and Bar, featuring images of an exterior shot of Claire's restaurant, a yellow A-frame building, and various shots of food and beverages, including fish, burgers, steak, prime rib, Bloody Marys, and mimosas. Winter daily specials starting January 8, 2026, Burger Monday, featured a burger and a beer. Taco Tuesday featured tacos and a beer. Pasta Thursday featured pasta and wine pairing. Fish Friday featured fish and wine pairing. Claire's Restaurant and Bar, 225 Park Lane, 970-586-9564. An ad for Smokin' Dave's Barbecue, Estes Park, featuring a logo image of Smokin' Dave's Barbecue, which says Smokin' Dave's, Estes Park in white, and the letters BBQ in red in the center with flames around them. Winter specials, 2025, Monday, 99-cent wings all day. Tuesday, all-you-can-eat ribs, no sharing, dine-in only. Wednesday, buy one, get one-half-off burgers. Thursday, buy one, get one-half-off barbecue sandwiches. Friday, burnt ends, sandwich, or platter for $2 more. Saturday and Sunday, 15% off family meals. Expires 12/31/2025. Estes Park location only. Smokin' Dave's Barbecue, Estes Park, 820 Moraine Avenue, 970-577-7427. Happy hour, 2 to 5 p.m. every day. $2 off drafts and apps. $1 off bottled beer and glasses of wine. An ad for Poppy's Pizza and Grill, featuring a background image of plates of food, savory lunches and dinners. Winter specials are back. Monday, chicken pot pie. Tuesday, liver and onions. Date night, pizza dinner for 2, 4 p.m. to closing. Wednesday, smothered burrito. Thursday, Salisbury steak. Friday, fish and chips. Saturday, smothered burrito or chicken fried steak. Sunday, meatloaf. Open daily, 11 a.m. to 8 p.m. Order online. 342 East Elkhorn Avenue, 970-586-8282. Poppy's, P-O-P-P-Y-S, pizzaandgrill.com. An ad for Mama Rose's featuring a background image of a table covered with plates of food and a glass of wine. Mama Rose's winter specials are back. Monday, fettuccine Alfredo with crab cakes and asparagus tips. Tuesday, spaghetti for two. Wednesday, chicken Florentine. Thursday, chicken teriyaki. Friday, vagnole pasta. Saturday, Marsala steak, medley potato, and asparagus. Sunday, pine nut, crushed salmon, pasta, and vegetable. Open daily, 4:30 p.m. to 8 p.m. Order online. 338 East Elkhorn Avenue, 970-586-3330. MamaRosesRestaurant.com. Rocky Mountain National Park, NPS.gov/ROMO. Shape effective management strategies for wetlands and moose populations in RMNP. Rocky Mountain National Park staff are beginning a new planning effort to address the decline of wetlands and the growing impact of moose populations on these sensitive ecosystems. The National Park Service invites you to participate in shaping effective management strategies for wetlands and moose populations in Rocky Mountain National Park. If you have not seen it yet, check out a story map and a recording from the park's December 8th virtual meeting at go.nps.gov/ROMO/get involved/wetland moose. At this point in the planning process, there are no actions planned. Do you have ideas and suggestions to share? We want to hear from you. Public comments are invited on this phase of the planning process through January 8, 2026. To submit a comment, visit parkplanning.nps.gov/RMNP wetland moose. And click on the Open for Comment button located on the top left side of the screen. Comments posted on social media are not formal comments and will not be considered as part of the planning process. Comments may also be sent to the following mailing address: Superintendent, Rocky Mountain National Park, 1000 U.S. Highway 36, Estes Park, Colorado, 80517. Before including your address, phone number, email address, or other personal identifying information in your comment, you should be aware that your entire comment, including your personal identifying information, may be publicly available at any time. Although you can ask in your comment to withhold your personal identifying information from public review, we cannot guarantee we will be able to do so. An ad for Estes Valley Collision, featuring Estes Valley Collision logo with Estes Valley in red, Collision in white, on a blue background with five white stars on a red oval below it. The ad features an image of an orange Nissan car with a front license plate that has the Estes Valley Collision logo on it. Complete body repair and refinishing, owned and operated by Derek Scheidler. 611 Lone Pine Drive, Monday through Friday, 8 a.m. to 5 p.m., located behind Ace Hardware, 970-586-1922. An ad for K.H. Kingswood Homes on a blue and white background. The logo for Kingswood Home Services is a rooftop silhouette with Kingswood Home Services below the roofline. KH Kingswood Homes. Homes by Kingswood.com. New construction, additions, bath, kitchens, remodels, decks, windows, doors, siding, painting. 970-586-6551. An ad for Lonigan's, a complete family pub. Great food, drinks, and fun. Irish pub with an altitude. The ad features the logo for Lonigan's, which is Lonnegan's in green letters with a four-leaf clover against a mountain range with a sun setting. The ad's background is yellow and green, featuring a graphic image of a woman singing into a microphone dressed in high heels and with fancier clothes and fancier hair, like a going out night outfit. Also featuring an image of a platter of nachos and a beer. Karaoke nights at 9 p.m. at Lonnegan's Pub and Grill. Fridays and Saturdays, 110 West Elkhorn Avenue, Estes Park. Happy hour every day, 4 p.m. to 7 p.m. $2 off cocktails, $6 appetizers, $6 wines, $1 off draft beers, $1 off well drinks. Larimer County, Colorado. Healthier together. Larimer County's Public Health Podcast coming soon. This article features an image which says Healthier Together, Larimer County's Public Health Podcast, a background of elongated ovals in white, blue, navy, yellow, turquoise, and coral by Larimer County Department of Health and Environment. In January, the Larimer County Department of Health and Environment will officially launch Healthier Together, Larimer County's Public Health Podcast. Designed with our community in mind, this podcast will help our team connect with the community in a more accessible and human way. By meeting people where they are, we hope to make public health information easier to engage with. The podcast will let us break down complex topics in a friendly, conversational format, share the expertise from within our department, and highlight the important work of our community partners. Starting in January, listeners can expect a handful of short mini-episodes each month, along with one or two longer conversations that take them behind the scenes of public health in Larimer County. Staff will share their field notes, provide updates, answer questions, and help showcase the depth and heart of the work happening across LCDHE. In 2026, Healthier Together will be available wherever you listen to podcasts. We want to hear from you. We would greatly value your input to help guide the development of our new podcast. Please take a moment to share your thoughts using this form, tinyurl.com/MTAW3E8Y. Town of Estes Park, Colorado. Town prepares for April 7th municipal election candidate forum scheduled for January 6th. The town of Estes Park will hold the next regular municipal election on Tuesday, April 7th, 2026, to elect 3 trustee seats on the Board of Trustees. Voters will determine who will occupy the seats currently held by Mayor Pro Tem Marie Senek, Trustees Bill Brown, and Kirby Hazelton. Mayor Pro Tem Senek is term limited. The other 2 trustees are eligible to run for 1 of 3 4-year terms. For individuals who are interested in learning more about becoming a candidate, the town clerk will offer a candidate information forum on January 6, 2026 at 6 p.m. in the town board room of Town Hall at 170 McGregor Avenue. This forum will include a review of the candidate packet, including candidate eligibility, nomination instructions, the nomination petition, Fair Campaign Practices Act instructions, expectations of time commitment, and the role of a board member. Registered electors 18 years of age or older may be a candidate and hold office if they have resided inside town limits for at least 12 consecutive months immediately preceding April 7, 2026. Candidate packets will be available at the Town Clerk's Office, Room 130 of Town Hall, on or after January 6, 2026, and nomination petitions may be circulated beginning the same day. The petition must be signed by at least 10 registered electors who reside inside town limits. The filing deadline for nomination petitions is January 26, 2026 at 5 p.m. Additional important dates for candidates. February 2nd, last day to file a write-in candidate affidavit. February 2nd, last day for a candidate to withdraw from the election. April 7th, Election Day. April 28th, swearing in of newly elected town trustees at the town board meeting. For more election information, please visit estes.org/elections or contact the town clerk's office at 970-577-4777 or townclerk@estes.org. Register to vote at govotecolorado.com. An ad for Bank of Estes Park featuring an image of a light brown-skinned woman with brown hair sitting at a desk with one arm on the desk, one arm up by her chin, holding a pen. She's wearing an apron and has her hair tied back or held back with a cloth wrap-style headband. Next to her on the desk is a cell phone, a tablet, a vase of flowers and flower stems scattered on the table. In the background are retail shelves of vases and other retail items. Free small business checking. No monthly service charge for up to 150 items with e-statements. Bank of Estes Park, member FDIC, equal housing lender. An ad for MH Plumbing and Heating. The top banner has a background image of a mountaintop range and the letters MH in stylized white lettering next to a green plumbing and heating. Full service plumbing and heating. Is your heating system ready for the cold weather? Call us to schedule service before it gets cold. MH Plumbing at QWESTOffice.net. 970-586-4626. MHPlumbingHeating.com. 850 Dunraven Street, Estes Park, Colorado, 80517. Since 1985. Locally owned and operated since 1985. An ad for Estes Park Home Finders. Dream Team, making dreams come true for over 20 years. This ad features an image of Brett and Melanie Friedman, broker, owner. The image shows Brett and Melanie standing outside smiling, wearing dress clothes, including Brett in a red bow tie and Melanie in a red V neckline dress. Making dreams come true for over 20 years. Residential, resorts, investment properties, commercial land. The logo of Estes Park Home Finders is the blue silhouette outline of a home with a chimney. The chimney is red. In red, it says Estes Park. The word home is in blue. The word finders is in red. 460 Prospect Village Drive, Estes Park, Colorado, 80517. Estes Park Home Finders. Search all listings in Estes Park at estesparkhomefinders.com. 970-215-2494. Rocky Mountain National Park. Sledding conditions at Hidden Valley in Rocky Mountain National Park. Thinking about going sledding in Rocky? Currently, sledding conditions in Rocky Mountain National Park at Hidden Valley are very poor. This article has two accompanying images featuring a mountaintop meadow surrounded by evergreen trees. The meadow has very sparse snow. There has been little recent snow accumulation at Hidden Valley, and the wind has blown some recent snow off the sledding hill. Most of the sledding hill is bare, with rocks and vegetation exposed. The snow on the sledding hill is hard, packed, and icy. Before going sledding, have a plan for how to slow down and how to stop. When sledding, it is advised to sled feet first down the hill for your safety. For your safety, the Hidden Valley Sledding Hill is the only place in Rocky Mountain National Park where sledding is allowed. Hidden Valley is located on the east side of the park, accessed via Trail Ridge Road, about 7 miles from the Fall River and Beaver Meadows entrance stations. The sledding hill is unstaffed. There are no tow facilities at Hidden Valley, and there are no rentals available for sleds or tubes inside the park. Plastic sleds, tubes, and saucers can be rented or purchased in communities outside of Rocky Mountain National Park. Sleds with metal runners are not allowed to be used on the sledding hill. The walking path from the Hidden Valley parking area to the base of the sledding hill is hard-packed and icy. When walking from the Hidden Valley parking area to the sledding hill, traction devices are helpful. Located at an elevation of 9,240 feet above sea level, Hidden Valley can be very windy and cold. Flush restrooms are open daily. The warming hut may be open limited hours on weekends. Make sure you are prepared for the conditions and dress warmly. Please obey all signs. You must sled within the sledding area boundary. Pets are not allowed on the sledding hill. For more information on winter activities in Rocky Mountain National Park, visit nps.gov/romo/planyourvisit/winter-recreation. An ad for Avant-Garde Ale Works. The ad is on a pale blue-green background. The logo for Avant-Garde Ale Works is in a slightly slanted, slightly curved edges font with a eye in a pyramid above it. Stout month, February 2026. Then there's an image of 5 cans of Avant-Garde Ale Works Ale, Imperial Stout, in a black and blue-green can. Avant-Garde Ale Works Imperial Stout Kind Coffee in a brown can, Avant-Garde Imperial Stout Raspberry in a red can, Avant-Garde Imperial Stout Vanilla Waffle Cone in a brown beige can, and Avant-Garde Imperial Stout Toasted Coconut in a brown and beige can. Find 5 new Imperial Stouts on tap and in cans to go starting Sunday, February 1st. Your local lawyer in Estes Park, Elkhorn Law, your local lawyer, featuring a logo image of an elk stag with a large rack of antlers in a silhouette, and an image of Carl Robichaux, attorney at law, with a picture of Carl smiling wearing a red and black flannel shirt. Specializing in general civil law, estate planning, elder law, real estate, corporate management, litigation. We've moved. 501 South St. Vrain, Suite 101, 970-480-5668, cell 970-685-7846. Elkhorn Law, Estes.com. Email carl@elkhornlawestes.com. An ad for Grant Spencer, D.C., featuring a logo image with line silhouettes of a person stretching their arms, a dog jumping, and a horse running. Adjusting people, dogs, and horses. Another image features a chiropractor with his hands on a dog's spine sitting next to him. Yes, your animal can benefit from chiropractic, now licensed to adjust dogs and horses. Gonstead Chiropractic can help with aches and pains and keep you well. GrantSpencerChiropractic.com. PPO for UMR, United Health, Anthem, and BCBS. 930 Big Thompson Avenue, 970-646-6217. An ad for Estes Valley Restorative Justice Partnership, featuring the logo for Estes Valley Restorative Justice Partnership, which is the scales of justice, the two balance scales on arms, with a ring of people silhouettes all around the scales. It says God Conflict, and it has a silhouette image of two elk stags with antlers locked together in a fight, with a blue silhouette mountaintop range behind them. Conflict coaching, mediation, facilitated conversations, free of charge. Restorative justice at Estes.org. Estes.org/conflict resolution. 970-577-3845. Resolve conflict and prevent future disputes. Peak to Peak Concert Series presents Winter Winds, January 24th. This article has two accompanying images. One is an image of five gentlemen dressed all in black. Two are wearing festive-style winter ties. Each is holding a brass instrument such as a trumpet, saxophone, tuba. The other image is eight people dressed in winter casual jeans and a nice sweater top, all holding a woodwind-style instrument such as a clarinet or oboe. The Peak to Peak Concert Series is pleased to present Winter Winds, featuring the Highland Brass Quintet and the Pine Haven Clarinet Ensemble. The concert will be held Saturday, January 24th at 2 p.m. at the Shepherd of the Mountains Lutheran Church, 2000 Ptarmigan Trail. The Peak to Peak Concert Series is sponsored by the Oratorio Society of Estes Park. The concert is free, though donations are appreciated, and a reception to meet the performers will follow. The music will be lively and varied, ranging from classical to folk, jazz, and movie favorites. The Highland Brass, Estes Park's own brass quintet, has been performing in concerts and special events in Estes Park and surrounding communities for more than 30 years. All quintet members perform with the Estes Park Village Band and other performing ensembles in the Estes Park area and along the Front Range of Colorado. Members of the Highland Brass are Dave Scott, trumpet and flugelhorn; Neil Johnson, trumpet and flugelhorn; Jerry Brubaker, horn; Curtis Fox, trombone; Chuck Verilek, tuba; and Mark Vassell, percussion. The Highland Brass performs a wide variety of music, marches, ragtime, and jazz. We are especially proud to include arrangements by our own Jerry Brubaker. The Pine Haven Clarinet Ensemble is composed of the Village Band Clarinet Section and Friends. This ensemble has been performing for 10 years. The Pine Haven name reflects that the group regularly performs at the Pine Haven Resort during the summer evenings, with performances open to all. Members performing at this concert include Madeline Alt, Randy Amen, Annette DeConte, Christy Schar, Joan Hansen, Susan Harris, Wendy Koenig, and Jan Scott. Special performers will be joining both ensembles: Julie Farilek, piano; Mark Vassell, percussion. An ad for Estes Valley Recreation and Park District featuring a logo for Estes Valley Recreation and Park District, which is a diamond-type shape with green and blue, a silhouette outline of an elk stag on top of a green image of a pine tree type shape and a mountain range. Above, a blue call out, Estes Valley Recreation and Park District. Golf courses, marina, campgrounds, rec center. To find out what's happening this week, visit evrpd.com. What's happening? Financial fitness, personal finance. Tuesday, January 15th, 5:30 to 6:30 p.m., EVCC classroom, $15 per person. Community center closed. 1224 and 1225. Have a wonderful holiday with your friends and family. 25% off new memberships and locker rentals. EVCC Community Center, January 2nd through 11th. We're here for you. An ad for American Legion Post 119 on a pale blue background. A logo image for Tavern at the Legion features a graphic of a mountain range with a sun setting behind it, an orange sunset sky, and at the bottom of the graphic image is a pine tree range. Home of Duncan's Diner, American Legion Post 119, everyone welcome. New winter tavern hours, Monday through Saturday, 3 to 8 p.m., Sunday, 11 to 6 p.m., 850 North St. Vrain Avenue, Estes Park, Colorado, 80517, 970-586-6118, esteslegion.org. Weekly happenings. Monday, margaritas, $6 a pint, tacos, $4 each. Tuesday, bingo, 6 p.m., fish and chip special, $14. Wednesday, cheeseburger and any draft beer, $12. Thursday, happy hour on starters. Friday, Queen of Hearts raffle, 6 to 7 p.m. Saturday, 25% off wings. Sunday, happy hour all day. Every day, happy hour, 3 to 5 p.m. Food menu available daily. Specials, dine-in only. Mark Rashid, January 8th, $20 in advance, $25 at the door, legionlisten.com. Queen of Hearts jackpot this week, $9,762. Veterans Assistance, Friday, 2 to 5 p.m. Legal Assistance, first Thursday of the month, 5 to 7 p.m. Tavern music lineup, free shows. January 9th, Steve Tice and Steve Manchel, 6 to 8 p.m. January 16th, Zinc and Remy. Get your 2026 Listening at the Legion season tickets today. An ad for the Wild Animal Sanctuary features a close-up image of a white tiger's face with his eyes closed, possibly in enjoyment of the sunshine. 299 Colorado Road, County Road 53, Keensburg, Colorado. WildAnimalSanctuary.org. An ad with a pale background image of the Estes Park News. Just click on ads or articles to go for more information. That would be for the online version of the Estes Park News. An ad for Estes Park Friendship Card, Local Discount Card 2026, $10. This ad is on a blue and yellow background with an image of a fox on a background of wild greenery. 2026 Friendship Card for local discounts. Look for this window decal at participating merchants. The window decal, I believe, is an image of the Rotary Club in yellow, which is a gear-type wheel that has friendship card accepted here in blue call-out across the center of it. Food and drink, entertainment, shopping, services. List of merchants at facebook.com/EP Friendship Card. Card valid through December 31st, 2026. Thanks to EP News for their continued support. The 2026 Friendship Card is now available. For only $10, you can purchase the perfect gift. Stores that have the cards available are Cabantique, Country Market, The Visitor Center, McDonald Bookshop, Mad Moose, The Quality Inn, Safeway Guest Services, Winbrier Home and Winbrier Limited. Pick up the brochure for a listing of participating merchants. The picture on the card this year was taken by Marsha Hobart. Thank you, Marsha. The funds raised by the card go to the Rotary Club of Estes Park's project funds to support both local and international projects. Purchasing one of these cards helps people in need all over the world. Thank you for joining us for the Estes Park News, read for you by Kathy P. Ancone.
If you enjoyed this program, please register for our free services at www.aftersight.org or by calling 303-786-7777.